Please give it up for the fantastic Ali Warwood.
Give me a cheer if you please we made it legal for gay people to marry each other. I'm going to say it anyway, fuck it. Guys, not happy about the whole gay marriage thing, I'm not, because I think gay marriage is making a mockery of my civil partnership. And if you're not in a civil partnership, right, presuming you're not, if you're not in a civil partnership, right, and you can't empathise with me on this, just cast your minds back to how horrible it must have been for the iPhone 3 users when the iPhone 4 came out. I can't believe I'm actually in a civil partnership, to be honest with you folks, because the truth about me, and I'm not proud of this, but I'm actually a homophobic homosexual. I can't stop beating myself up about it. Thanks. Actual joke, that one. In your own time. It's quite a lonely existence for me being like this, right, because I try not to hang about with gays, and most straight people don't really know how to react to a gay homophobe. So, in many ways, I'm kind of like that Sikh bloke at the BNP. And I know it's quite twisted that I've got these viewpoints right. There's some good reasons why I've ended up like this, and one of those reasons is because I actually got brainwashed by an evangelical cult. Right, I did. You might have even heard of them, they're quite famous. Do you guys know the Westboro Baptist Church? Yeah. A couple of very male-sounding yes. Does anybody that remembers them, can anybody remember their slogan? It's quite provocative.
God hates fags.
Oh, God hates... God hates fags, thank you. That was quite an enthusiasm there. No, thank you for your input. Yeah, no, that is their slogan, right? And to be honest with you folks, they influenced me big time. The Western Baptist Church did, but back then I was just an impressionable Christian with a real passion for helping people stop smoking. And there is one other reason why I think I'm ashamed of what I am, and that's that I got gay bashed. Any fucking sympathy there, guys, for gay bashing? I got gay bashed. Thanks. I felt really genuine. Thank you. No, I did. I got gay bashed, right? When I say gay bashed, it was more like domestic violence, I suppose. It was my ex-partner.
You got fisted.
Well, I was going to act it out on stage, but you've ruined it now, mate, to be honest. Thank you. Anyway, I've now got a new punchline, so cheers. What's your name?
Mike Pirate.
You have got a hook for a hand, have you? Because I'm starting to like have all these weird visions. Okay. You went like that. No, you didn't. Well, thank you, Mike. I mean, it was a shit joke, so fuck it. Yeah. Guys, has anybody noticed recently that you cannot move for transgenders? No, just me, fine. It could be a Cambridge thing. There's a lot of transgenders around at the moment, and I think it's really good that we're now living in an age where people can live the way they want to live. But what's really pissing me off at the moment is the amount of people that are trying to persuade me to have a sex change. No joke, right? Live in Cambridge, cycle to work every single day, and at least once a week, somebody will yell out their car window at me,